USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Barry is closing in on New Orleans. Residents sandbagged their doors and tourists trying to leave jammed the airport on Friday. Louisiana Plaquemine Parish President Kirk Lapine.
The sheriff and I have been vigilant about trying to make people understand the severity. Some people get complacent sometimes, not looking at the strength of the storm, but anything can happen, and that's why we want to be proactive.
The storm is expected to hit land near Morgan City. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says it's bigger than just Louisiana.
Other states are going to be impacted. Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee all have portions of them, or in Mississippi's case, the entire state of Mississippi, is under a flood watch. We're talking over 10 million people dealing with that threat.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
9/11 first responders get a victory in the House. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Now that the House has overwhelmingly approved a bill ensuring that a victim's compensation fund for the September 11 attacks never runs out of money, first responder John Field says it's the Senate's turn.
I'm going to keep Mitch McConnell's word that he said he was going to get this done before their summer recess. Well, I can tell you now that when we leave here today and we get off air, that we're going to make sure that Mitch McConnell sticks to his word. And over the next week or two, we're going to keep the pressure on the Senate.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta has resigned. He chose to step down amid controversy over a plea deal he made in 2008 for accused sex trafficker and financier Jeffrey Epstein.
I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus rather than the incredible economy that we have today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump is defending the immigration raids he's ordered. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
People come into our country illegally. We're taking them out legally.
The president, speaking with reporters outside the White House before boarding Navy One on Friday morning, saying,
it's not something I like doing, but people have come into our country illegally. We're focused on criminals.
The president saying the sweeps will target undocumented immigrants who have final deportation orders, but there's concern among the Latino community that the raids will result in so-called collateral deportations, or even those not originally targeted, will get swept up as well.
Over 200 million Americans take supplements daily, despite evidence that they're poorly absorbed. But a new pill-free nutrient delivery system is changing that. Margie Edelman is a naturopathic physician.
Healthy Cell has just launched Bioactive Multi, the first supplement that features an advanced microgel science for maximum absorption. Now, anyone who takes a multivitamin can upgrade to the first pill-free experience that delivers the nutrients that they need in a great-tasting, more effective format. They can enjoy it straight from the single-serve gel pack by adding it to a drink or meal, or even by blending it into a smoothie.
How else is this beneficial?
For people with difficulty swallowing pills, it can be especially helpful, and it's a more natural approach, eliminating the need for synthetic binding glues, fillers, and coatings that are listed as other ingredients in many supplements.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.